only.
Some showers today, but they are clearing, leaving brighter conditions. Highs of 10 to 14 degrees. Today, FM News.
Yes,
sir.
Friday. Friday.
More at three.
More at three. Not at four anymore. Stay with me until three. Oh, yeah. Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
All right. So, Ben.
Yeah.
JP, it's a Matt's, some Matt's thing. What's the Matt's thing?
This is an easy problem. It's an easy dilemma. What's
the,
right?
No, but who are the people that sent it in?
Oh, I think it was the people from Maths Week. Whatever Maths Week is, they've sent in this teaser to
right.
the station.
All right.
So, JP, let me clear this up first.
Here we go.
JP asked us the brain tickler, the maths based brain tickler. He asked me it, and I answered it. Now, before you ask it in exactly the way you asked it to me.
I have no problem doing that.
Okay. Benny, you ready?
Yeah.
Now, ask it in exactly the same
no,
way
I
you asked
will
it
do
to
that.
Me.
Okay. I'm surprised we're mentioning the war again, because this caused ructions before the show.
I want to see how Ben answers, because Ben's a clever boy.
And everyone loves when we start the show with a fight.
I'm not fighting. I'm just stating my position of being a genius.
At the very least, you were argumentative.
My IQ is up there. I've got a great IQ. I'm genius level.
He's doing Donald Trump huge. Hand gestures at the moment.
It's huge.
It's huge. I go to China and they look at me and they go, Mr. President, you're a genius. Mr. Foley, you're a genius.
Ben, let me have your attention.
Okay.
You've got a sock drawer. In the sock drawer, you've got three black socks and you've got four white socks. How many socks do you need to take out of your drawer to ensure you have a pair that are the same color?
Now, stop, Ben, for a second. Actually, let's come back to it. Let's leave it with Ireland. Come back to it. Now, based on the way he asked the question, because he's left something out, but based on the way he asked the question...
I think I know what he's left out too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know that the question is, as I've asked it, you have to treat it on that level.
Okay.
It's not a trick question.
Right. Let's leave it with Ireland, see what they say. Text and WhatsApps 0874 100102.
This is such a great theme tune. Hey guys, Lazy Radio, let's roll out.
All the world is waiting for you and the power you possess. Turn your satin tight, fighting for your rights, and the old red, white, and blue.
Do you remember television? Do you remember Wonder Woman?
Wonder Woman.
Very immature, very unprofessional.
Now the world is ready for you.
Is that right, Patrick?
And the wonders you can do. Make a heart a dove. Stop the war with love. Make an eye out, tell the truth.
Key change. Oh my God, I'm wrecked after that. That was absolutely perfect. But Lazy Radio, Friday afternoon, Ray Foley in and out on your radio. And guys, the question I have for you this afternoon is, do you remember television? Do you remember?
Telly?
Like, telly, yeah.
I mean, I think so.
Theme tunes on the radio. It's just lazy. Swaying in the crowd.
Julian Dickon, George and Timmy the Dog.
Timmy! Famous Five theme tune. Today FM Radio. Ireland, a very good afternoon. One more for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Muppet Show.
The frog has never liked me. Title of Ray Foley Show, but
oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
As they say in the business, if the cap fits,
today FM's
cash machine.
€30,248.
Please don't stop the music. This is today FM
playing the music you love.
Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. My name's Ray Foley. Single-handedly destroying the Today FM brand from the inside out. Actually, when I say single-handedly, all credit to JP.
Hello, hi.
The gang's all here.
Hey. Hi, sir.
Did I give out the website, actually, for the cash machine terms and conditions? It's www.todayfm.com. And as I've said before, I've said it time and time again, I like a term. I love a term.
Jeez, those conditions get me every time. Oh, yeah.
It's like salt without vinegar. Do you know what I mean? It's like chicken wings without that spicy, without the hot sauce.
They are the Cagney to Lacey.
Yeah. Very good. Did you just come up with that now? Like, just off the top of your...
Just on the fly, right, yeah.
Brilliant. That is wild. Watching that mind work.
Thanks.
It's like that Russell Crowe film.
Yeah, beautiful mind.
No, not that one.
Gladiator?
Oh, not that one.
LA Confidential? Romper Stomper?
Marty's over there. 0874-100-102. Martin?
How are you, Ray?
Hello, sir.
The website's only the three W's now, not the regular 17.
They changed the website, I think. They're telling me. Right, then, one more time for your stupid question. Your stupid maths.
There's nothing wrong with the question.
When is maths week? Is it this week or next? It must be next week.
Absolutely no idea.
But they're sending us in the things. Actually, it's out of my desk, the yoke. I'll go and get it. So, maths week have posed us this question. The question, as JP asked it to me earlier on before we started, is thus.
You've got a sock drawer. You've got three black socks. You've got four white socks.
In the drawer.
How many socks do you need to take out of the drawer to have a pair that are the same colour?
My answer, the answer I gave you, was two. You look in the drawer, you take out two of the same colour.
You're not playing by the rules of the question, and you know what you're doing.
I answered the question as though it were a trick question. And the answer to the trick question is two, clearly. You look in the drawer, you take out two. You left out, you fool.
I don't need to include all of the terms and conditions of the question.
Guys, this fool left out the question. He left out the important part of the question is without looking. Without looking, how many socks do you need to take out of the drawer?
It was implied. You knew that all along. And you're just being difficult. And I don't know if maths is a ratings winner anyway, but you're labouring the point now.
Peter's over there, 0874-100-102. Peter!
Lads, I'd say it's all the socks in the drawer, would you not say?
No.
It'd be all of them.
No.
Not just the white ones and the black ones.
Okay, let's change the parameters. It's without looking.
Such a bitchy start to show, lads. I'm so...
Easy. Bitchy start.
Easy now.
This is our brand.
I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
Peter and Kevin.
Yeah, cheers, man. 0874-100-102. And it's Friday. There's nothing to be so bitchy. None. You have two pairs of each already in drawer from Edel. Oh, she's right. So you've got them in the drawer. You don't. So to take them out.
Look, if this is the way you're going to treat the question,
Rob says one sock. Norma says one sock. Why one sock? That's not making any sense to me at all.
Because I think they're arguing if you take out one of the socks, you'll be left with an equal number of pairs of socks. I quite clearly stated
there's three
black socks, four white socks. How many socks do you need to take out of the drawer to be to have a pair
one
that are
pair.
The same
okay.
colour? I mean, to wear later on that day.
Five, but he meant it to be two, but he didn't ask it correctly. The dope from Darren. No, Darren, you're the dope because it's three is
it's
the answer,
three.
Isn't it?
It's three.
It's three. So the way the question should be asked, okay? Because this is going to light up the conversation in the pub tonight, lads, okay? So stay with me, okay? This is scintillating yeah. stuff here. This is really worth putting on national radio.
Has Ryan Tuberty finalised the liner for the late late? Because he needs to sneak this question and get it on the couch.
I'll tell you what, yeah. Tuberty at the moment is tuned into the 100 or 102, frantically scribbling.
Socks, three socks, four black socks, three white socks. How many socks?
Ryan, if you're writing it down, make sure you say without looking. Ryan, without looking, how many socks do you need to take out of the drawer to be guaranteed that you have a matching pair of socks? And the answer, Ireland, is three.
Of course it is.
You take out three, you'll definitely have a pair.
Two of the three will be matching.
Yeah,
it's
that's
probability.
It. That's it. So three black and three white. Was that what you said?
Three black, four white.
There you go. So you're guaranteed. Right. Get that, Tubbs. All right, grand. All right, we'll do the roll call after this. 0874-100-102. And
will we do Galway now as well?
Oh, we'll have to, yeah. Absolutely. www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Your chance for a lovely break for two in Galway at the end of the month. Stardust, Today FM. Stardust, the music sounds better with you. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. And that from Patrick Martin this afternoon. Looking forward to the weekend. Ireland, good afternoon. How are you doing? My name's Ray Foley. Let's do a roll call, actually. Ray's here. JP's over there. 0874-100-102. Ray, on Shaman Shaw. It doesn't get any better. We're already on the road west, beating traffic with the King of the Afternoons on two. I haven't been the King of the Afternoons in a long time.
You vacated the throne, didn't you?
The crown fell from my head. My head actually got too big. For the crown.
It's being resized as
the irony being that I thought in my 20s, I thought I was so goddamn great that my head got so massive that it burst out of the crown. So I shan't ever be crowned such again. Love the show. Hey. A from Fiona, Mel and Amy on the M4. Hey guys, I'm on show. We're hoping to have the newest member of our family on show in the next couple of days. Come on.
Well done. Keep it going.
The hospital bag is packed from Brian and Dee. Congratulations, guys. Big adventures ahead and sleepless nights. Let us know about the poos. I'll never forget because my...
Who's poos?
Dad's poos. Brian, let me know about your poos.
So we could clarify there. Yeah, okay.
I remember I was... A horrible story here now, but here we go. My wife had a C-section, so I was... And they'd warned us about this before, and you know, in the breathing class, what's the...
Prenatal or postnatal? Perinatal? I don't know.
Antenatal?
Natal Carter? I have no idea.
Natal gazing? Anyway, in the pre-baby classes, right? Uh-huh. They warn you. They say, now, dads, this is a possibility that if there's an issue or if there's a section or whatever, you're going to be the first. Like, the baby's going to be handed to you instead of to mom. So you're going to have to be the first skin on skin. This is what happened with my first. You're going to be the first skin on skin and you're going to change the first nappy. And I was like, yeah, right. Cut to me, middle of the night, baby's born, child is handed over to me. And it's unusual. Let's just say it's unusual. I'm not going to give you any further details. But that first poop, because it's been in, it's not normal. Do you know it's...
Okay.
Oh, my God.
It's all ahead of you.
Anyway, Brian D, congratulations.
Enjoy it.
Jason, lads, probability on the Foley Show. What are the odds?
Hey,
I get it. From Tony on show. Hey Ray, I can't make the show today. I'm busy sorting out my sock drawer from Andy and Tullamore. Andy, you know what you need to pair them. Just bundle them up into each other. Yeah. The pairs each other. And on show, lads, happy Friday to you both. You're a breath of fresh air, even if you're middle aged. From Niamh. Niamh, how dare you? Middle aged. I've got the sheet of paper from Matt's Week 2022. Matt's Week Ireland kicks off from this Saturday. It's from tomorrow, the 15th to the 23rd of October. They're going to be delighted
with this. Who called it bitchy? Argument.
Oh, was it Peter?
Peter that said it was a bitchy argument on air. See, matsweek.ie is their website. Here it is. This is on the press release.
Now, I read this release about 3.5 hours ago. So did I remember word for word verbatim the question? Maybe not. But the premise, you know what I was saying, you know what I was asking.
Shall I read it to you?
Well, if you've got it in front of you.
You have 4 white socks.
Yeah, I said that.
And 3 black socks loose in a drawer.
Okay, I more or less said that.
How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair of the same colour?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I know.
It's Matt's week's fault.
You're going to war with Matt's week now.
They didn't say in the press release, they didn't say without looking. Because surely anyone else would be looking.
Shame on them, question mark?
I'm calling them.
Oh my God.
That's it.
This has escalated now.
I'm calling Matt's week. It's ringing. This is...
Hello, MKC.
MPC?
MKC Communications.
Hello?
MKC Communications.
Oh, MKC Communications. Yeah. Hi there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Do not swear, you're live on the air. We're talking about Matt's week, okay?
Oh, sorry. I can give you a phone number for someone to talk to.
Oh, I've just got one question.
Yeah.
Maybe you can answer for me.
Yeah.
You have 4 white socks and 3 black socks loose in a drawer.
Yeah.
How many socks would you have to pull out to be certain of having a pair of the same colour?
3, I think.
You're wrong.
Yes.
Madam,
you are correct. You are exactly right.
You're wrong.
Don't listen to him.
You're wrong.
Stand your ground.
Stand your ground. It's a wrong question.
Don't let him browbeat you. You're exactly correct. Well done.
Madam,
I wish you a great day. Well done. Enjoy the weekend.
Madam.
Thanks.
Madam, I will tell you this.
Don't listen to him.
You omitted the words, madam.
Not your fault. It's his fault.
Madam, you
him.
Omitted the words without looking. Because if you're looking... You'll reach into the drawer and you'll take out either 2 white socks
it was a
or
great
2
question.
Black socks.
One of the great questions. Well asked, correct answer.
Madam, I apologise for wasting your time.
No worries at all.
Thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll promote Matt's week within an inch of its life from tomorrow.
Perfect. Great. Thanks a mil. Thank you.
Much obliged. Bye 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 bye.
Well, we went to source and it turns out I was correct all along.
Ray Foley.
I can't.
With Supermax and Super Sub.
Sig Allen, Stay the Night. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland, hello. So now the jokey argument we were having about Matt's week and the Matt's challenge question we had has gone from a jokey argument to a real argument, because now JP is thick about it.
Look, the question speaks for itself. I asked it the way it was supposed to be asked.
It's not in the question.
And it's driven a wedge between us, because you are being deliberately difficult.
Just a moment ago, during Sigala there at Stay the Night, I asked the question. I said, are you being serious about this? Because the expression without looking needs to be in the question. And he said, he got all taken. He was like, yeah, you do so much. It's a Matt's question.
I don't talk like that.
It's a Matt's question.
Even when I'm thick.
It's supposed to be met. Hey, the Galway Comedy Festival runs from the 25th to the 31st of this month. Tickets are on sale now at galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Over 100 artists are going to be performing, including Carl Spain, Dylan Moran, Tommy Tiernan, Jim Owen, Deirdre O'Kane, Kevin McAleer, Rich Hall, Ardal O'Hanlon, Bobby Davro, and Reginald D. Hunter.
Reginald D. Hunter, okay.
You might want to write that down. Reginald D. Hunter. We've got 2 tickets for a show of your choice at the Galway Comedy Festival to give away on each of the first 2 nights of the festival. That's the 25th and the 26th of October. So 2 nights. We'll put you up in the G Hotel in a gorgeous superior room. You'll get to enjoy a pre-show dinner on the night of your choice in the hotel's signature lounge. Choose the gig you want to go to as well. The G Hotel, no ordinary hotel, 5-star luxury, beautiful surroundings and extraordinary experiences await you there. See the ghotel.ie for more details. So to be in with the chance of winning, you have 4 white socks and 3...
We've moved past that, come on.
To be in with the chance of winning, identify this comedian.
Thank you very much, thank you very much. Hey, Ireland, what's going on, man? Hey, yeah, I love coming over to this place here, man. And when I'm done here in Ireland, I got to go back to Georgia. When I get to Georgia, the first thing they're going to do, they're going to ask me about you. The first thing they're going to do, you know, a lot of white people. Oh, man, this is where they make white people, man. It's like white people's Africa.
Who is he? Text your answer to 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
We'll have a winner in the next couple of minutes.
With Supermax and the Planet
Still. Portugal, the man of Feel It Still at Today FM. Ooh, Mr. Postman. Colin's been on 08. What's the number again?
0874 100 102.
Yeah, that. This is with regard to the Galway Comedy Festival. If you know the comedian we're talking about, you could win a two-night break for two at the Galway Comedy Festival at the end of this month. www.galwaycomedyfestival.ie. Colin's there.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, Colin.
I think you should do your Galway Comedy Festival announcement again and leave out the words this month.
Right.
Then ask JP, does he know when he should turn up for the gigs?
Well,
tell him. It's implied in
it's
the statement.
It's implied, yeah, it is implied.
Ray Foley.
Very good.
Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Yank, Beyonce, Love on Top. What a song. Ireland, good afternoon. Finally, you put my love on top. Today, FM, we play the music you love. Sorry, I'm out of breath. I've been sitting here the entire time and the song has me out of breath. It's ridiculous.
It's the key changes.
It's the constant key changes. Has me out of breath. I'm out of puff. Today FM, Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. Ray Foley for your Friday afternoon. There's JP.
How you doing?
And yeah, we'll be doing minutes silence at 3:15 in memory of those who lost their lives in Chrysler. That'll be at 3:15. I know I was messing yesterday afternoon by going to dead air, but there'll be no messing today. It's going to be a serious moment at 3:15. In the meantime, we were asking you to identify the comedian performing at the Galway Comedy Festival in loads of... I'm going to have to make that call.
And away he goes over to the phone.
Punching those digits.
It's ringing. That's Ross Common, yeah.
We haven't heard from Patricia in ages, actually.
No, it's been a while.
Hello, Patricia. Hello, Patricia.
Hey, Ray.
Hello there, Patricia. I'm just calling with regard to your broadband. How are you?
Not too bad.
What's happening? What's going on? What's your plans for the weekend? Or what's your middle name? What's your star sign? What's your blood type?
Which order do you want them in?
Sure, look it. What's your star sign anyway? Hello?
Yep, still here.
What is your star sign?
Taurus.
Yeah, oh, fair enough.
Said Taurus.
Yeah, you're a typical Taurus. Yeah. And what's for the dinner tonight?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't decided.
All right, still up in the air. It's all to play for, Patricia. Come here. The Galway Comedy Festival's on at the end of this month. Two nights in the G Hotel, the fabulous ghotel.ie. And loads of artists performing. It's on from the 25th to the 31st of October. GalwayComedyFestival.ie. I played a little clip of a comedian a couple of minutes ago. Who was it?
Reginald D. Hunter.
It was! The man with the beautiful voice. Hold on a moment.
What?
I think he did a jingle for us.
Did he?
He did. We interviewed him and he did a jingle for us.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have to dig that out, actually. We'll try and play that in a few minutes. Madam, you've got two nights for two in Galway. Well done.
Well done. Well played.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. Listen, thanks for listening. That's all yours. And enjoy Galway, won't you?
I will indeed. And Ray?
Yeah?
I love the show.
Hey.
Cheers, Patricia, you beauty. Have a good one. Stay safe. Bye-bye. Have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye. Right, the weekend in Daft Punk. This is I Feel It Coming. You're on Today FM. No, let it finish. Let it play out. Wow. Elton John, Britney Spears, and Hold Me Close AL. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there, it's Ray Foley. JP's with me as well.
Oh, yeah.
You feeling good, you all right?
I'm groovy, yeah.
In good shape? Let me see. Boyzone superfan receives touching message from Ronan Keating for 107th birthday. Jeez, I had no idea Ronan was 107.
He's looking good, isn't he?
He's looking well for,
is
isn't
it? He got the teeth done. Is that
whatever
what it is?
He's drinking? I want a drop of that. The Ronan Keating good stuff. Oh no! Hang on. It's
what?
The fan that's 107. A Boyzone super fan has gotten the gift of a lifetime, receiving a very special message from none other than Ronan Keating to commemorate her 107th birthday. Florence Callender. She had the birthday marked off.
That's an unusual surname, Florence Callender. Okay.
Florence Callender, 107. She celebrated in Stockton in the UK. That's where she lives, with many of her fellow residents and staff dubbing her our queen. And Ronan Keating sent a message for her to celebrate her 107th birthday. What would her favourite Ronan Keating, Life is a Roller Coaster?
Yeah, of course.
At 107 years of it, it's had a series of ups and downs and
Twists and turns.
Yeah. Other Ronan Keating songs.
Oh, he did that cover, Sorry is the Hardest Word, didn't he? Sorry seems to be the hardest word or something like that, isn't he? He did. He did a cover. He did. He did.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Something like that.
It's Elton.
It's the one he sings, Sorry.
Oh,
Here's all that you can say.
Words. Words. It's only words. Ronan Keating songs. Appropriate for 107-year-olds. Birthday, loving each day. See, that's the thing.
Oh, that's spot on.
If you were 107 years old, you'd be loving each
day. Yeah.
What else have you got? Sorry.
No, I was just imagining Ronan playing the guitar there.
And then there's When You Say Nothing at All as well, which is there as Ronan. Although you'd be kind of concerned if you sent a birthday message to a 107-year-old and they said nothing at all. Yeah. I mean, you'd be sending for the emergency services, wouldn't you?
There'd be a welfare check. I would. Hello? Hello?
J-Lo, play. This is Today FM.
I could wait all night and wait to go to a party, sit down and wait. Come on, need you, baby. You know that it's
Turn it up. Play from J-Lo. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you doing?
What are you doing here? Is DJ J-Lo not coming in?
Come on in.
Just bring him in. Put him in front of the microphone there, will you, for a second? Because between all the between the heel and the reel and the do I have it? One second, I need to get DJ J-O's music on.
Hold
as well.
The line. One second, Joe. Just
Jay,
your chest.
You stood there.
Slow down,
you're okay, are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm all right now, Gaffer.
Very good. You ready to go then?
Yeah.
You know what the song is we're playing next?
DJ
J-O. This is DJ J-O.
Afternoon. Yeah, starty. Just got 3:23 there. Starty. Yeah. If you've had a tough week, it's time to unwind. I always take life with a grain of salt and a slice of lemon and a shot of tequila because I'm mad.
D.
Get in there. Strike a deal, right? You tell me what yous are doing, and I'll pitch you. Oh, 7. Whatever, what I tell. Yeah.
D.
That's the number as always.
J.
All
right. D. J.
Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say J-O.
Okay.
Billo's been on to us there. He says, all right, J-O. All right, Billo. He says, J-O, me granny was knitting while driving down the road, right? And a guard pulls up beside her, right? He said, pull over. She says, no, it's a scarf. Nice one, fellow. You got to take right back to the start of that joke to get it, you know? Tracy says, how are you, J-O?
How are you, Tracy?
He says, J-O, went to the doctor's yesterday. I says, all right, doc. I think I need glasses. He says, you're right, this is Burger King. Fair play, Tracy. Want to say congrats to Mikey. He says, J-O got a new job working in an Indian restaurant, right? They're really secretive about how they make their flatbreads. Yeah, they maybe signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Kill. Here's Mikey.
Jana has been in touch.
You looking well, Jana?
She says, J-O went on a blind date with this lad, right? He was on the large side. He blamed it on his genes. He says obesity runs in his family. I says, buddy, the problem is nobody runs in your family. Actually, I'm into resistance training myself. Yeah. I'm into resistance training myself. I always resist training. Go on out of that. Right, I am leaving you, Sri. With needing you. Sorry, I mean needing you. David Morales, Today FM.
DJ J-O.
Oh, man. He nailed it again. DJ J-O in the house for Friday afternoon. This is Today FM. Hey, J-O.
Yeah?
What version of the song is this?
This is a 98 remix.
To play the original, no?
There's about 19 different originals, Harley.
Okay. I'm not complaining, I'm just saying.
It sounds like you're complaining, Harley.
It's not the one I'm used to. What a song. Kevin Morales, need you. That is love. Elm's Weekend. Hush Boy. Kids, over 30,000 euro up for grabs on the Today FM cash machine. This 30 grand could be yours. We could be calling you in just a couple of minutes. Let's find out if we've got a winner. We're playing Girls Aloud.
Ray Foley.
Next, right here.
The odd bit of rain clearing this afternoon. Some sunny spells left, highs of 11 to 15 degrees. Today FM news, I'll have more and the last word at 4:30.
Ben Finnegan, everybody. The man with the news. Now, we got your texts, WhatsApps, shout-outs, hellos and howies for your weekend ahead. 0874-100-102. I love a voice note as well, recorded in on WhatsApp, send it in to me. Let's kick off with more money, more problems. Today FM, Mix It Friday, is on. Make out Today FM. Mix It Friday, Ray Foley on for your Friday afternoon.
Hello, friend.
Voice notes 0874-100-102. Who's it? Gordon's over there. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, I'm Gordon Ramsay. And Ray.
Hi, Gordon.
Love the show.
Hey. Gordon. And Reginald D. Hunter.
This is the Ray Foley Show on Today FM.
I knew I had him. And sunshine after the rain. Wrap it up your Friday mix. Mix It Friday. Today FM playing the music you love.
Yes, what is the name of this radio station?
This is Today FM.
I just thought I'd let you know I'm going to be reporting you and your stupid ignorant show
to the watchdog on discrimination in media broadcasting society. Thank you indeed for your contribution. Text and WhatsApps for Friday afternoon, 0874-100-102. Hey, Ray, any chance of a birthday shout-out to me, Tracy O'Sullivan? Poor old Tracy. Spare a thought for Tracy, won't you, JP?
Well, indeed, right.
She says she's being forced to spend her birthday in 27-degree heat.
Get out!
In Lanzarote. Who?
Lanzarote!
No recession around here. She's with her husband, Dave, and she says she loves the show. Oh, hey. lads, I'm nearly sure there are two cars either side of me. They're listening to the mix too. Give us a beep if it's true. From Kevin in Walkinstown. Shout out to the Walkinstown Massive. Toot toot, beep beep. Ray, I was in shocking form after a tough day in the office, but by God, you've done it again with some feel good tunes on the mix. Cool from Alex. Denise from Ireland AM texted me. She said, don't forget to tell everyone that you'll be on Monday's Ireland AM.
Slick plug.
And hey, Ray, love the show. Hey. She says, tunes, loving the mix. Cheers, Denise. Yeah, I'm filling in on Ireland AM on Monday morning. And don't you love it when you're reminded of that on a Friday evening that you've set the alarm for 4:30?
You'll enjoy thinking about that across the weekend.
That's good. Thank you for that, Denise. I'd forgotten. Goddamn it, Foley. I said I wasn't going out tonight, but your spin master prowess is going to have me crawling home from the pub using my eyebrows as hands. From Ed in Kilkenny. Do you know what? The Vintners Association that should actually pay me a premium for what I do for your business on a Friday, I have to say. I wasn't going to go out, but now I am going out. My oh my, the best part of the week has returned. A Mix It superfan here. Shout out to my wee ones, Holly and Ben in Monaghan from Clare. Where did you resurrect Tatiana from?
Yes.
This is Santa Maria from Tatiana. Yeah. Haven't heard that in decades. Have a great weekend, lads. From Sharon.
My friend is married to a girl called Stacey, and he surprised her with Stacey's mom as their first dance song at their wedding. Classic. Are they still married? Yeah. I mean, that's dubious. That's from Paul C. Cheers, Paul. And Aiden texted it as well. Stackabo. And here we go again. Stackabo, here we go again, was on my Smash Hits 1993 album. Bringing back the memories, Foley. Love it from Aiden. Cheers, Aiden. Thanks for the text and the WhatsApp. And thanks for your contributions all week long. We're back on... Are we back on Monday?
I believe so.
Really?
I think so.
They've recommissioned another week. So much we didn't get to do on the show today, though. Yeah, I swear to God. We didn't get to do Fountains of Wayne Rooney.
Yes.
Where Wayne Rooney tells us he's going into the water feature business. He's got a classy fountain to suit every garden. And we didn't get to do John Bon Jella. Where Bon Jovi frontman John Bon Jovi tells us he's delighted to be the new face of the popular mouth ulcer and cold sore remedy Bon Jella in John Bon Jella. Maybe on Monday. Hey, have a lovely weekend. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Ray Foley.